And so over against monism, we have then dualism. So obviously mono one, dual, well, two, right? If you dual somebody, it's you and somebody else. So dualism means that there are two types of reality, mind and matter, or spirit and body. Among dualists, you find two basic subdivisions then. And so the first is idealism and the second is stoicism.
So this is kind of interesting because usually when you think of idealism, you think of, you know, well, everything is ideal. So it's, there is no physical. It's all, you know, kind of immaterial type of thing. But what he's suggesting here is really idealism does have a physicalist aspect to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, I think we talked about this last time or the time before, is that there's a physical world, but it says that the physical world is organized or known by ideas or types. And so, you know, that there are the perfect triangle doesn't exist. And so the idea of the triangle is
at least not in the physical world.
Right. Yeah. Yes. It's something over and above that, mm-hmm. that kind of reference points. And, you know, your pre-soul might be imbued with that kind of a priori type of knowledge to understand, oh, this is what a cat's like because I'm somehow spiritually touching in some fashion the perfect cat or you know, the perfect triangle out there. And so the concepts that govern the physical world then lie outside of it. And so that's what idealists are talking about there.
Right. So, you know, he asks the question, then, okay, well, what is an idea? And he uses darkness, right, as an example of idea. And he says, Huey, Dewey, and Louie are particular ducks, particular instances of the idea of darkness. And so, you know, he's getting this from, you know, the Platonic forms kind of thing, right? The idealists, he says, like Plato, say that the idea of darkness exists outside of time and space in another realm. So it's not part of the physical realm. It's a different kind of reality, but it's the most important kind of reality, the highest reality, actually. And that reality in some way then controls the reality that we experience, right, in this reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if it's particularly a one-to-one correlation, but if you've ever seen the movie Pi, that kind of has this similar kind of mixture of physicality with spiritual, and he's grabbing stuff from a kind of a almost spiritual realm or a non-physical realm, and he's saying, oh, it's being communicated through us in math, and we pick up on this and we imbue it into our language or stuff like this. And so he finds this kind of pattern within Pi that then allows him to predict the stock market or do all these things. And so he has to figure out if he's within the idea of whether humankind can even touch those things and still remains sane. And so if you've ever seen, it's a really good movie. It's from the same director of Requiem for a Dream, which is the best anti-drug movie that all the druggy people like. It's the best anti-drug movie. And so that's kind of a pop culture reference that I can add to the discussion.
That's, well, he uses Plato, so we can use pop.
Sure, yeah. If you want to be, you know, philosophical about this. All right. So how do we know about these ideas or ideals? The idealist end up saying something like, well, we are into it, them. We come to, into the world with this a priori knowledge of them, a knowledge that comes prior to the experience in this world. And so things like logic. Well, you know, how do you know, you know, the if you're, you know, dropping the toy 10 times, that doing it again will make you laugh on the 11th time. This kind of innate knowledge that we have within us is carried along into the physical world. So in this world, then we encounter chair, we intuit chairness, the idea of chair, and we apply that idea to all sorts of different kinds of chairs besides the one first learned that is a chair.
Right. And so that's the basic idea of idealism. And again, you know, this is a dualist worldview, a dualist philosophy. You have two things. The superior one is the world of ideas, but it also affects the physical world, right? And so it allows us to determine what objects are in the physical world. because we have our intuitions that we gain somehow, right? Perhaps before we're born or whatever.
We can ask the question, how many triangles dance on the head of a pin?
And that's be okay. Right. Yeah.